This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sukanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, before we get back into the Zers and Warriors. Look at that. They're talking about X Factors on the pregame show up there on ESPN. What do you think? Did that get your sports pants tight?
Yes.
X Factor talk?
The
X Factor. Who do you think Paul Pierce thinks is the X Factor tonight?
I think if he's picking Portland, I think
Steph Curry's mom?
I think it's the bench. Although Steph Curry's mom, I guess, is...
Or is it Seth Curry's mom?
Well, I believe it would be both.
Who's older?
Steph is.
Is he?
Yeah. Steph's older, he's better, he's just...
Steph's everything.
Yeah.
Poor little Seth.
Well, think about that. Like, if you're Seth Curry, right, you married an Instagram model, you're in the gall darn NBA, you're a really...
You're in the West Finals.
You're in the West Finals. I mean, you've led a hell of a life, and yet, you're always behind. Well,
and Daddy, too.
Well, and Dad. Yeah, you got both of that.
And so, Mom's hot.
Mom is hot.
Like the guy, that poor kid.
But I think Mama Curry is in the Blazer jersey and Dad is in the Warrior jersey tonight.
So they were flipping a coin. Is that what they were doing?
Yeah. From what I heard, they are going to flip a coin each game to choose who's going to root for who. And today, Dell is in the Warriors jersey and Sonya is in the Blazers jersey.
Okay.
Boy, I love me some. Is it Sonya? Sonya?
Or Sonya.
Whatever.
Pajama.
The Curry mom, boy.
Bill,
that is,
Gary.
That is a fine wine.
She's
right
hot.
There.
It she is
aged
really hot.
Really, really well.
Now, what was I going to say?
You were talking about the X Factor, and I'm going to say that if Paul Pierce is picking the Blazers, I think it's the bench. I think
I didn't really care about the X Factor.
If you're Portland, you got to get a push with your guards and hope that the rest of your roster is better than Golden State's.
Is there another Curry sibling at all, or is it just those two dudes?
I don't know.
Is there a bastard one?
I'm not certain.
Who sucks at everything.
There might be a sister.
The Cooper Manning? There is a sister.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a sister.
Check that out.
But I don't know. I don't think there's another brother. I think it's the two brothers and the sister.
Sadell Curry. And let me tell you something.
It's all right?
Yes.
Well, when your mom is your mom.
Well, obviously, Del Curry's got some good genes going on.
Look, the family's just...
Oh, yeah.
They're everything.
Yeah, I'm looking here. That's not bad.
Yeah, they're a great family. I'm a P1 of the Curry family. I think they're all
too.
Great.
They don't seem like...
they seem fantastic.
Yeah, and they're not douchey.
But do you think it's
good head on the old shoulders there.
Do you think it's a bit of a cop-out that they're flipping coin? Like, don't you think in their head they're rooting for one side or the other or not?
I secretly think they're rooting for Seth.
That's what I think too.
I mean,
because Steph has already gotten multiple.
Well, he's won two MVPs. He's got three NBA titles.
That's right.
They're Blazer fans. They will never admit this, but I secretly think that they are pulling for Seth. Because I'm guessing the way it's gone their entire life is that, you know, that Seth has always had to be Steph's little brother. And I think there's a moment where you probably want him to step out and, you know, kind of do his own thing. That's just one man's opinion on that.
Yeah. The NBA draft lottery is tonight, guys. And
where's the frozen ping pong ball?
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of NBA draft lottery conspiracy theories over the years. You know, you had the
frozen envelope is the best one.
It is.
Ever.
Now, you're a buyer of that?
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. Like,
So you think they did it or not?
No, I don't think they did it, but I also wouldn't be stunned. Like, I would not bet that it happened, but it also wouldn't stun me. I've watched that video a couple different times over the years, and It certainly looks like he's feeling around. He's feeling around in there, but he might just be doing that cotton candy swirl thing that you do anytime. But now with the ping pong balls, no, it's not fixed. There's nothing fixed about this. This is all on the up and up now, and they've made sure of that.
All right, well, they changed it this year. So what you need to know is that they have sort of flattened it out. So they don't want you to tank.
Yeah.
So that's their big thing.
So the bad teams in the league all have the same odds. What, 14%? Is it three or four teams that have that?
Well, okay, so three teams. So they made it so that they don't want the bottom three teams to fight.
To be the worst.
To be the worst. So it doesn't matter where you fall. Worst team, second worst team, or third worst team. You all have the same odds. And that would be the Suns, the Cavs, and the Knicks all have the same odds of landing the number one pick at 14%. And then the fourth worst team is right there with them. And that's the Bulls this year. And they have the odds of landing the number one pick at 12.5%. So basically those four teams, those top four teams, are all generally the same odds of landing the top pick.
And then you get down to Atlanta at 10.5, Washington at 9, and then New Orleans, Memphis, Dallas at 6, Minnesota 3, the Lakers 2, Charlotte, Miami, Sacramento.
You're talking percent?
1%.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, the other thing that this does, this is a change only this year that they've made. The other thing that it does is the teams in the middle there, in a, who is 6 through 9 again?
6 to 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got Washington, New Orleans, Memphis, Dallas.
Okay, Washington,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
New Orleans, Memphis, and Dallas,
yeah,
all have better odds of jumping into the top five than they used to.
Yeah.
It used to be that with this changes that they've made, that they've kind of leveled the playing field. So if you're in the middle of the pack like those teams, you have better odds now of getting the top five than you used to.
And some of these are like Memphis's pick, depending on where it falls, could end up being Boston, and Dallas's pick could end up going to Atlanta.
How does Boston keep getting all these picks?
Because people are stupid. For a while there, like, every bad team in the league was willing to deal with Boston. And then who is it? Sacramento's pick will either end up being Boston's or Philadelphia's.
Ah,
so there's a little skewed there. And I'm not sure like what protections that those are depending on where they fall. But those teams, the Memphis, Dallas, and the Sacramento picks, depending on where they fall, will go somewhere else.
So this makes for a pretty exciting draft lottery.
Sure.
Because Zion Williamson is the number one pick, and he is 8 feet tall and weighs 500 pounds, and he can't be stopped.
He kills men's by the thousands.
He does kills men's. And so it's like, you know, it's going to be tight. Like normally when you watch a draft lottery, you look at it and you go, oh, okay, it kind of played out the way the odds said. But this, it is much more up in the air. So it will really be a celebration, whoever gets the top pick.
There was a thing, one of the Barstool Sports sites had it where, and I'm sure it's just a video of them like going over the graphics, but there was video of inside like the stage, and they had the logos up there, and they were flashing them on the screen. And someone was like, is that the lead? Because it was Chicago, Dallas, and Phoenix mm-hmm. as the top three. And they're saying that, you know, people are like, no, they were just, you know, they were giving examples. They were just working on the graphic boards. But
yeah, right.
There is a video floating around out there of the three picks being Dallas or Chicago with the third, Dallas with the second, and then
that's the order.
Phoenix getting number one.
Now, here's somebody who asked, would you trade this Western Conference Finals for the first pick in the draft?
No. No, I would not.
Zion? You could have Zion next year.
You get the same team.
What?
You get the same team and you add the.
What do you mean? I think they're saying Blazers are no. Let's say the Blazers trade losing to Denver in the seventh game of the semis, and yet you get the first pick.
Hell yeah. And about that would take me no time at all.
So what did you interpret that as saying?
I thought you meant like you would rather be one of these. You could take like the Blazer squad, or you could be one of the lottery teams over here, New York, Cleveland, Phoenix.
Oh.
Something like that.
No, Blazers give up this playoff run, but you get the number one pick.
Sure, you can lose in the first round. You can get swept again in the first round if you get the number one overall pick. You imagine this team that hasn't had a wing in 4 years add Zion to the equation? Yeah, sign me up.
Can you imagine?
Or you could pull in New York, because supposedly if New York gets it, they want to deal it for Anthony Davis.
Right.
Do that.
Somebody text, if Dallas gets Zion, look out. I don't think they can. I think they...
I think they're one of where the pick it
gets moved because of the Kristaps Porzingis deal.
Yeah, so I don't think they can get it.
No, I don't think they can jump into the top five.
But if you got the number one pick and added it to this, or more importantly, if you just traded it to New Orleans and you added Anthony Davis to this mix, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say
here's some disagreement. No way in hell. Give me playoff wins over an unproven kid any day.
Oh God, that's such a no offense, but that's such a dumb and ignorant opinion. It's ridiculous.
You guys should fight.
You put in a number one, the number one pick. A guy like that, or more importantly, the ability to take that number one pick and turn it into a first or second team all NBA guy to add to this roster that got you to the Western Conference Finals without Yusuf Nurkic, and you add Nurk into that and then put another all NBA player in there. You are winning a title with that squad.
Does that mean you think the Knicks are smart for trying to trade the pick for Anthony Davis? Because I think that's a dumb decision.
Well, I think that's different if you're New York because you're so far off. I mean, who knows? I mean, basically you're saying if you're New York.
And we don't know if he's going to stay there.
No, you're saying if you're New York, you want to, well, they wouldn't trade it without Anthony Davis signing a new contract. So, I mean, I don't think you can kill him for it. Like, would you rather build around Anthony Davis, who's one of the top six or seven players in the league? Some people think one of the top four or five. Or would you rather take an unproven kid? I don't think that that's like anything ridiculous. If you're New York, it's just what you prefer. I think the bigger thing about Anthony Davis is, as good as Anthony Davis is, I think to me that you have to ask a real question that since he's been down there in New Orleans and he has been an immediate impact player, he's phenomenal. What has he ever done? I mean, they did kick the hell out of the Blazers, but you know what I mean? For as good as he is,
I hear you.
It hasn't meant a whole lot of transcendent wins or being able to carry a team. Whereas a guy like, look at what, Antetokounmpo has done in Milwaukee, where I think there's been a much bigger impact there.
Well, I think this, if Zion Williamson became a Blazer, he would blow out his knee.
He'd blow out his shoe and then everything would go down.
Therefore I side with the
trade him for Anthony Davis.
No, I'd take the playoff wins because he'd guaranteed get hurt. Be Greg Oden all over again. Freaking Blazers. All right, coming up next, Tiger Woods may be in some hot water. That on The Fan.
Game time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, In the News is coming up next. You guys, we're already at In the News time. And I have a follow-up regarding the hot dog hearse from yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that it's a well-known commodity. People were tweeting me photos of the hot dog hearse.
Well, hot dog hearse is on Twitter.
Oh, really?
And Hot Dog Hearse responded to us directly.
Oh, I did not see that.
So we will have that.
He did?
Yes.
Oh.
Does he sell hot dogs?
Well, again, that will be in our next segment.
I've got questions.
Quick note about Tiger Woods.
Dumbass.
He's in some hot water, apparently.
Yeah.
Me.
Now, this is interesting timing because it comes out
right as the PGA is getting going.
Right as the PGA Championship is getting going. And PGA Championship is this week, which is normally in August, but they've changed around the golf schedule this year.
And I think it's a good thing because I think the PGA gets forgotten at the end of the year because it's the lesser of the majors. It's the Australian Open, if you will. So I like that they've moved it up. But this just doesn't involve Tiger. It's also his gal pal, too.
Yes. So here's what happened. Tiger owns a place in Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah.
Yes. Same town as Robert Kraft's handy.
He does not own Orchids of Asia, though, at least that we know of.
A lot of S goes down in Jupiter, Florida.
Well, look, apparently. Anytime you get rich, old, powerful guys all hanging out in one spot, you know stuff's getting crazy.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
You got a bunch of people. I mean, think about it. Tiger Woods is worth like $700 million, and he's the poor one of the group.
So he owns a place called Woods Jupiter.
Yeah.
It's a restaurant and bar. And that is his girlfriend. That's how he met his girlfriend, is he hired her as the general manager of that bar.
Yeah. And I'm sure she's on top of it and is there all the time working diligently.
Well, apparently she is. And apparently he is in there a lot drinking. Tiger Woods goes to Woods Jupiter.
Well, if you have your own bar,
and parties.
Right? There you go.
So
can't get cut off.
Apparently she does work. She is the GM there. He dates her and Tiger is in there. And there's this guy by the name of, and hold one, please.
It's
his name is Nicholas
Emsenberger.
Emsenberger.
Yeah.
Emsenberger.
Let's just go with Nick.
Yeah. And unfortunately he was killed in a drunken driving accident. This was in December of last year.
And Nick was 24 and he had had a lot to drink. He was three times the legal limit. He had a blood alcohol rating of 0.256.
Yeah. And he had been drinking. He's a bartender at Woods Jupiter.
Yeah.
He had been drinking after his shift at Woods Jupiter.
Sure.
So the plot thickens.
Mm-hmm.
So he dies, and for some reason, they pick this week, that was in December of last year, where his attorneys have come out, and or not his attorneys, the attorneys for his family, Nicholas's family, have come out, and they are suing not only Tiger Woods, they're suing Tiger Woods' girlfriend and the restaurant because he was drinking at Woods Jupiter to the point of a blood alcohol content of 2.56.
Yeah, he was way overserved. And by the way, this isn't just because this like they're famous. I mean, this happens all the time. As a bar, a bartender and owner, you are responsible for overserving people to this point.
That's right. And so they're suing. And they also say, here's the worst part.
Yeah, this is bad.
Is they say, well, there's two things. One, and this is the worst part, is that they believe that Tiger and his staff, maybe that Tiger didn't know about this, but he's roped into this, that they deleted, or they got rid of the video evidence of him drinking at the bar for 3 hours before he got behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah, they said shortly after the crash, all the video evidence, and there's plenty of it, supposedly, I guess they have security cameras all around there.
It's all gone.
It's all gone. They're saying not one or two cameras, all footage from that day have been erased.
Jace, seems troublesome.
Yeah.
And the second thing is they're also saying that Nicholas was a very bad alcoholic.
Yeah.
And Tiger and what's her name? What's the girl's name?
Erica, I think.
Erica. Tiger and Erica would often party with this guy. They were friends with this guy, and they knew he was an alcoholic, and yet would still feed him booze.
Yeah, it's Erica Herman is the gal.
So what do you think happens here?
Well, my guess is
this ain't good, man.
My guess is there's some sort of settlement here. I don't think he wants this to go to trial. I don't know. I did not see in the two reports that I read. I haven't seen an amount that they're looking for.
Have not.
But my guess is that Tiger Woods has a lot of money and that he's going to want this to go away. I mean, that's just none of those things look good. Those are all ugly, ugly things. And who knows? There's two sides to every story, but at least at face value, it certainly doesn't look good for Tiger Woods. I mean, you're drinking with a guy who's a known alcoholic. He works there and he gets all boozed up over three times the legal limit, crashes and dies. And then mysteriously all the footage just from that day disappears. I mean, come on.
Wonder how that affects him in the golf tournament.
I don't know.
He did comment on it today. He said, look, the Nicholas dying was tragic, and he was very sad and this and that, but he didn't comment on the lawsuit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's not facing any kind of jail time or anything. It's just a civil suit, right?
Well, I don't know how that works.
I mean,
he's the owner. I mean, they're probably trying to get in his pockets.
One would think.
The guy's worth, as you said, $700 million.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there may be some, obviously, some liability there. Okay, coming up next, we have a hot dog hearse follow-up to kick off the news. There is a hearse. So somebody told us about this yesterday.
Yeah, well, it was Dieter.
Oh, it was Dieter, that's right.
Yeah, Dieter was driving around, and he didn't know what to make of it. It passed him twice,
Dieter.
And it really had him, it had him thrown off.
It's a hearse. An old hearse, and it has a hot dog on top of it.
Yes. And by the way, I need to correct myself. Tiger Woods is not worth $700 million.
He's over a billion, isn't he?
He's worth $800 million, according to Celebrity Net Worth.
He's not over a billion yet?
No, wait.
I bet he is.
Well,
the divorce.
He lost like $300 million to Elon.
Yeah.
So
still, though, when was that?
Has that
been the last 5 years?
It was a number of years ago.
He's probably made that back by now.
Giving away 300 mil. It's a lot of coin.
In the news, coming up next, first Mike with sports.
You're an idiot, too.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Ruff is an idiot.
Yeah, boy. 4:34, that's the time. If you look at your watch, I bet it says that. Or something close to it.
Not wearing a watch today, so.
Oh, why? Do you feel naked?
No, I was wearing long sleeves, and so sometimes when I wear long sleeves, I don't wear watches.
Mike would like to know if you feel afraid.
If You ever watch Naked and Afraid?
Yeah.
That's the most terrifying show on TV.
I like that show. That's a good show.
Why anyone would do that is beyond me.
Why is it that they can show their butts?
I don't think butt nudity now, like,
it's
on
not
basic,
a thing, right?
No,
but it used to be.
Butt nudity is okay. It's just like if you bent over, you don't get like the goat view. They blur that out. And but other than that,
the
yeah.
goat view.
Yeah, the goat view. We've all had that, right? You go to now, the petting zoo, and all of a sudden, goat turns around.
Are you saying goat as an animal or goat as in greatest of all time view?
No. Well, you know, however you want to slice that. Either way, if someone bends over, that gets blurred out. But the backside, yeah, the backside's legit.
Yeah, they can show butts,
sure.
But no boobies.
No.
And no ween.
No, and then they always wear like that He-Man Chewbacca satchel yeah. sort of thing, and it always dangles in front anyways.
Right.
Again, that's the worst idea ever for anyone to go do that.
Yeah, pretty much no one on that show, at least from what I've, because my wife watches that a lot.
Sure.
And I get into it. I think it's a good show, actually.
Yeah, me too.
But no one really just lets it all hang out. Like, even though there's only one, well, I guess there's a camera crew.
Yeah, there's a camera crew.
But there's really, I mean, it's like.
Well, and some people have like, dude, do you think they do it? No, that's like the unsexiest thing ever. Like, after the first night, you have bug bites just covered over every inch of your body.
And I don't think they do it because oftentimes the women hate the men because the men are like these super alpha douchebag guys who think they know everything. And the women sitting over there like, dude, I can run circles around
you. Yeah, very rarely do the couples get together. And I think they do that on purpose.
Well, they're not couples.
No, they, yeah.
But
just
the
people they bring together.
Yeah. All right. It is, what is it today? May 14th, 2019. Stuff for the news. I'm your noted newsman. Today is National Buttermilk Biscuit Day.
Oh.
Can you sing that song?
I can't sing the buttermilk biscuit song.
Buttermilk biscuits, here we go. Zip the flour, roll the dough. Remember that? Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I do remember that, but I did not know the lyrics.
Mike's probably like, who's Sir Mix-a-Lot?
It is quite tasty. Mike knows Sir Mix-a-Lot.
You know who Sir Mix-a-Lot is, Mike?
Yes.
Everyone know that. Everyone.
Okay.
Anyone who's anyone knows that his anaconda doesn't want none. Unless you got buns.
Is Anaconda. Oh, it's Anaconda.
Anaconda.
Becky, look at her butt.
Sir Mix-a-Lot was greatness.
Are you still around?
Oh, yes.
Seattle's own Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Follow up to Death Dog. Oh, and it's Dance Like a Chicken Day. I don't know what that means. But.
Well, you've never done a little chicken dance at the wedding?
Don't you think if it were the chicken dance, it would be Chicken Dance Day? But this just says dance like a chicken.
Okay. Oh, well.
I don't know what that means.
Valid point.
So there is a thing called Death Dog Hot Dog Hearse. That is what you were looking at. So when Dieter sent that picture in yesterday, and it was a hearse driving around Salem with a hot dog on top of it.
Yeah.
It is. Those guys are on Twitter, whoever they are. They're on Twitter, and it's called Death Dog Hot Dog Hearse.
Oh, I see it right here.
And apparently they sell hot dogs, although that is still rather unclear from their marketing materials.
It says here that we will be a food cart from Salem.
Right.
That will serve up custom-made hot dogs and sausages. We've been used in various films, music videos as well. So the question is, when it says we will be a food cart, so are they not a food cart, but they're planning on being a food cart?
I don't know, man. It's like, he's got like 32 followers on Twitter, so I was like, well, it's not a thing yet.
No.
But... it just seems like a kind of an odd and rather confusing concept.
Yeah, because there's like
people aren't wrapping their head around.
There's
it.
A tank top you can buy.
Yeah,
but it says coming soon.
He's already got. Yeah, so it's.
So it's not out.
I don't know. I think he needs a marketing guy. Maybe tighten up the concept.
Huh. Well, and someone apparently hit the hearse, and so it's been damaged.
And even if they had a good marketing guy and they had their stuff together, like
he's getting some free marketing right now.
That's true. Are people buying hot dogs out of a hearse?
Look, I said this yesterday. Good for you. I hope you're a lot of success and whatnot. I'm not buying food out of a car that used to haul around dead people. No, not doing it.
Hey, big news in Salem today, guys.
The hot dog death cart?
No.
Or different news?
No. Different news.
Okay.
Big news.
Big news.
Big news out there.
Ocean news, water news.
The $2 billion education business tax. Remember that whole thing they've been fighting over?
I do remember that whole thing.
Republicans and Democrats are
knifing
each other over it. It has passed in the Oregon legislature.
All right.
So now it moves to Governor Kate Brown's desk. Now, you may be asking, wait a minute. How did that pass? Because the Republicans...
Yeah, they
walked out.
Yeah, they were saying no go.
They were saying no go. Now, it looked dead because Republicans left the legislature, literally, physically left on May 6th and walked out, and they refused to vote on it. And their issue was that it didn't address all the PERS debt that we have going on.
Yeah.
Which is just,
Well, that's a whole other thing, because every time we talk about funding for schools, a lot of people do bitch and moan because they say that a lot of that budget is going towards paying people that are no longer working.
Right. So that's their gripe. And so we're not going to do this unless you address PERS. Well, the Republicans came back to the floor, and the reason they did is because the Democrats gave up on a bill that included gun and vaccine mandates in exchange for votes on the education bill.
Oh, okay.
See how that works?
Compromise.
Yeah, I guess. Although this is seen as a real win for Republicans.
Okay.
Is that what?
Well, I mean, it's still a compromise.
No, it is, yeah.
Compromise is a wonderful thing. We should try it more often.
Well, the Democrats got what they wanted. They wanted this bill.
The Republicans got something that they wanted.
The gun and vaccine thing. Now, what passes is a 0.57% tax on Oregon businesses with gross receipts over $1 million. So it's designed to raise $1 billion a year for Oregon schools, which is, I mean, that's pretty significant, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you're talking in the billions, I feel like that's significant, but maybe I'm wrong.
I know, but it's always one of those things, too. You never know. I mean, obviously, that's a lot of money, but when you actually, what does it mean for each individual school? Who knows? Because those school budgets are amazingly large.
The vaccine measure would have ended families' ability to opt out of school vaccination requirements for religious, personal, or philosophical reasons. So with the whole, that's a big topic these days. So that's off the table now. And then the gun portion of the bill would have allowed businesses the right to raise the gun purchasing age to 21 and would have required owners to safely store their weapons. So the Democrats gave up on that. And they get their big education business tax passed.
Again, allow me to say yay for compromise.
Okay, a cougar sighting out at Mount Hood Community College.
I bet. I think in community colleges everywhere there's cougar sightings. I often ride my bike by the Clark College there, and let me tell you something. Plenty of old moms going back to school.
So young male students have been asked to carry condoms just in case.
You never know when it's going to get loose and wild.
No, it's seriously a cougar.
Yeah, but they said apparently there's no threat to the public.
Now, okay.
Which I don't... How do they know that it's not a threat to the public?
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say about this, is that the officials do say there's no threat because once it was spotted, it immediately disappeared. Apparently it's a ghost cougar. And they said because of that, and it hasn't attacked anyone previously or whatever, they're like, well, it's not really a threat. But we just had the state's first mauling death by cougar in October. That happened on Mount Hood. That had never happened.
Yes.
A cougar mauled someone. They probably said that cougar was no threat. And then there was the Washington cyclist who was fatally attacked by a mountain lion early last year. Yeah, but this cougar's not a threat.
How do we know that?
Give me a break.
Let's break out the pitchforks. Let's go get it.
And why does the cougar never attack, like for example, this guy? Did you see the Mercedes convertible bro that hit the bicyclist and then flipped him off?
No.
Okay, not funny, but everybody's fine.
Yeah.
But out in Forest, this was out northeast of Forest Grove. This guy was riding his bike out there. And he said this guy drove by in a Mercedes convertible and hit him. He had stopped on the side of the road to look at his map. Mm-hmm. And he clipped him, and he clipped his leg and injured his leg. And then, as the guy was driving off after hitting him, again, the top was down in the convertible, he flips the bird.
Really? Well, he probably dinged up his Mercedes. How dare he? It's an expensive car.
Why does the cougar never attack that guy? You know, like, we need the cougar to, like, jump out of nowhere and
wouldn't
just...
Wouldn't that be something? Like, a guy
dive
just
into the Mercedes.
Sitting there in the convertible? Next thing you know, the cougar's ripping him to shreds. I would like to say, for the record, I'm pro cougar, and I hope nothing happens to this wonderful cat.
Okay, so the video of the woman, you remember you were, you have a big bee in your bonnet about the woman who got $15 million for losing her leg.
It bothers me immensely. That woman should get nothing other than a point and be like, hey, dumbass, pay attention to where you're going.
So she's the one who sued TriMet and a bunch of other people. Because she ran in front of the MAX train and she lost her leg.
Yes.
She won $15 million. Now the video has been released. And we'll talk about that next on In the News. This is The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Can I read you an email real quick?
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm going to read you something. What am I supposed to say to this? This is from Deanna up front.
Yeah.
Have you seen this yet?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. So this kills me. So Deanna is our front desk person, and she answers the phones and everything. And to the overall company, not the fan. That would be Mike. And she emailed and said, hey, I got a female listener who called in saying you guys were wrong about Steph Curry's wife being an Instagram model and whatever else you are saying on air currently. So apparently we're wrong about everything.
Everything.
And then she says, she's basically unhappy with your facts. Not sure why she is still listening, but she mentioned not to use so much of the word dumb anymore either. What am I supposed to say to that?
What's your response?
How am I to respond? Should I even respond?
Well, I did respond with,
oh, good.
I didn't say that it was Steph Curry's wife. It was Seth Curry's wife, who is Doc Rivers' kid.
And she is
who's an Instagram model. Yeah. She's like a former professional volleyball player. She's
so
a
check your facts, female listener.
She's dated a bunch of celebrities, and she's huge on Instagram. So, yes, I was correct. So to that listener out there, I don't know. Stop being dumb. How about that?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Your response should be in the email. Well, that's dumb.
Oh, man. That was great.
I just love that someone was so enraged over that, that you looked up the station's phone number.
Well, you know what else happened
today?
And
to call and complain. And by the way, she would hang up and then I guess keep calling back.
Yeah. It is crazy what people bring up to you. It's really funny. Like, I'm going to call her out because... Well, she's great. Everybody knows Susan. She's one of our longtime sales people here at Intercom Portland.
Yes.
She's fantastic. And she's a fan listener. She listens to the fan. And she called me out for mispronouncing, like of all the things that you can call us out for, and there are many.
Oh, yeah.
Especially by an upstanding, professional, smart woman like Susan. She was... I don't know if she was unhappy, but she needed to tell me that I mispronounced Zsa Zsa Gabor's sister's name last night.
Really?
And she said, I can't believe, apparently it's Ava, not Eva or something. I don't even remember.
Okay.
But we were talking about.
She mispronounced one of the Gabors.
Yeah. And we were talking about Green Acres.
I just assume like every other word I say is mispronounced. So
well, it kind of is, but that's okay. That's why we love you.
Yeah.
So she called me out on that and she was like, I can't believe no one corrected you. And I'm like,
what?
Really? I don't even know if that's really how you pronounce it even still.
No clue.
Ava Gabor. Zsa Zsa's sister.
I guess?
Apparently there were multiple. She also told, we have breaking Blazers news.
Yeah.
Rodney Hood available to play tonight.
He's okay.
Fresh off the waiver, or the newswire. Not the waiver wire.
Fresh off the waiver wire.
He's wearing a knee brace
Blazers.
And apparently he's okay.
Blazers.
For anyway. Blazers.
Blazers. There were a bunch of Gabor sisters, I guess.
Sure.
And Ava was one of them. But I just Susan just needed to tell me that.
There's just one lady out there who is so enraged at what she thought she heard Steph Curry being married to an Instagram model. He's married to a chef who apparently is making some waves because she went on some podcasts and talked about like insecurities and you know how it's hard being married to an NBA superstar having women throw themselves at him. So she's making some headlines as well.
Yeah. Somebody said we should make the next cash locker word dumb. That's dumb. Spelled D-U-M.
Quit using that word, Rob.
Oh, wait. Is there a B on there?
Again, I would think of all the words that we use to offend people, that would be like the least offensive word.
Isn't it fascinating what people bring up to you?
I know.
Like things, it's just totally fascinating to me.
Go figure.
Okay. The video of the woman who won the $15 million for being hit by the MAX train has been released. Now, did you see it?
I did see it, and I stand by my statement that that woman should not get one damn penny.
She basically, she had her hoodie up, her headphones in. She does not look up.
Nope.
She is sprinting, and the timing of it, I mean, it's just one of those things where
just
horrible timing.
The train said, Apaya!
The train did say, Apaya!
Apaya!
And then
yes.
It said, Awanya!
Awanya!
I can't
and took her leg.
I can't believe she's not dead.
Totally, because in
and
the video.
She said, ow!
Yes.
she did say, oh, my leg. Well, anyway.
It is a brutal video.
The video.
My leg?
is brutal, and it's so fascinating because she gets hit and she disappears. I mean, she gets sucked right under that
right
train
underneath.
And never reappears.
No.
The train stops and she's just under there. So you watch that video, you tell me she's not dead.
It,
right?
It blows me away.
And then
blows me away. She should thank her lucky stars that all that happened was she lost a leg.
Yeah, so anyway, she won. She won in court a $15 million jury verdict.
Now, they said that that's going to get reduced somewhere between $600,000 and $8.7 million, depending on how the judge interprets the max penalties and what he decides to give her. She does not deserve a penny. Like, you watch this. There are flashing lights. There is a big red sign that says stop. There's a big white thing painted on the ground telling you to stop. There's like four rows of tracks, and you've got your head so far up your keister that you don't see the giant train coming at you?
You know what she is?
What?
Dumb.
Yes! 100%.
D-U-M-J.
D-U-M-J. D-U-M-J, dumb.
She does not deserve a penny. How is that the city's fault?
Did you watch the whole video?
I'm watching it. Yeah, right now.
You're watching it now. So
I saw it.
Have they pulled her out of there yet?
Yes.
And she's missing her leg.
They
right?
skip forward.
Oh, they missed that part?
Yeah, they skip forward.
Yeah, I know.
So you see them working on her, but they don't show her being pulled out from under the train.
Well, I know someone who was there who said it was horrible.
Oh, I bet.
Horrific.
I feel terrible for her. What happened sucks, but she doesn't deserve any money.
So here's what they argued.
She did this on her own.
What they argued was that TriMet had failed to heed recommendations from years earlier on how to make the crossing safer for pedestrians and criticized the train operator for not braking sooner.
And this is the part that pisses me off. There's no way. She does not enter the frame until that guy is
he's 5 feet from her.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way he could possibly see her.
None. None. As
no one could
fact,
be dumb enough to think that someone would go charging across the track. It's unbelievable to me.
Not only that, but you can see there's still shots of where she's at in comparison to where the train is.
Yes.
There's just no way that if she darts out at that particular moment where the train is, that he could stop. Just zero.
And again, as far as saying that you need to... I don't know how you could, other than a bar that goes across and prevents you from walking across.
That's what she wants, though. They're saying that.
Jesus.
So she and her attorneys contended TriMet was at fault for failing to install safety features that the transit agency had known about for years. Among those features was a swing gate that would force pedestrians to stop and possibly look both ways before opening the gate and stepping out onto the track.
So this is where we're
at
now.
I like how they say possibly look both ways.
Yeah. So I love this.
This is a suggestion.
This is where we're at. We're so freaking dumb. In society now,
D-U-M-J,
Dumja,
that we now have to have a physical barrier that we have to move before crossing railroad tracks because apparently we're too dumb to look to see if maybe there's a train coming. Jeez.
That's where we're at. So anyway, the video's out there.
And that's worth
it.
$15 million.
Yeah, apparently. Well, it was a jury, So they heard all the... Excuse me, they heard all the evidence.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this, but the number of people that are killed by trains every year and these sorts of things, the numbers are astronomical.
Yep.
And I just view that as natural selection.
All right, that is in the news for May 14th, 2019. Coming up next, we've got the Hot 5 at 5. And yes, we've got some Deion Jordan news. Man, what else do we have? Well, the NBA draft lottery is tonight. Oregon lands a big commit and a West Finals Game 1 preview. With some Blazers news, if you didn't hear, Rodney Hood may or may not play.
Not hit by a train.
No.
No.
So he's playing, but they didn't really say that. They just said he's available.
Yes.
So we don't know. So really nothing. We have no Rodney Hood news. Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.